Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Hey, good morning. So glad you're a part of this. It's a 30th anniversary celebration this month. My 30th year at WSM Radio and the Grand Ole Opry. Billy Boy with Kelly Sutton across the way. Charlie Mattis, there he is. Had a long weekend. I could not recognize your son yesterday in a picture you took.
Oh, he looks like such an adult.
He does. How did that happen? He's wearing glasses and looking all college. Yeah. And he's how old?
10. Well, he'll be 11 in 7 or 8 days.
Wow.
So it's coming up soon. So.
And Aaron Cooper, EC is back, trying to sober up from the New Orleans girlfriend's weekend.
Yes. She made it. Yeah. We were worried.
I mean, how does a girl who lives just blocks away from the bridesmaids capital of the universe, Lower Broadway in Nashville, wind up doing the same thing and going all the way to New Orleans?
Well, it's a new city, you know? She probably convinced them, like, you really don't want to come here.
Yeah, true.
You really want to go somewhere else.
And, of course, Solid as a Rock, making it happen over in Master Control at the Grand Ole Opry House. That's Jeff Roberts. And thank you again for being a part of Coffee Country and Cody, year 30. Actually, on the 25th is my 30th anniversary. And we're going to do a special Grand Ole Opry Thursday night, Thursday Opry Country Classics with Larry Gatlin, Marty Stewart, Don Schlitz, Susie Boggess, T. Graham Brown. Going to be a big night. And they got a lot of surprises. It's just, hey, you need to do this. Don't ask a bunch of questions.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Would you go get this? Don't ask why.
Okay.
There'll
Here's
be
my
food,
question.
Too,
oh, there will be.
Oh, yeah. My wife said, you are to take this package to Eric Markham. Do not open it. Do not ask questions. Just put it on his desk. He'll know.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good
okay.
to know.
And I did.
How will you feel if people start roasting you? Are you okay with roasts?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you would be.
I kind of expected it with Larry Gatlin involved. I thought it came with the territory.
He's not going to knock anyone over again, is he?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, when you come to the Opry late on a country classics night, just be ready because anything could happen.
Yes, a guy was coming down the aisle and Larry was passing him and tapping his watch as the guy went by and he had a bag from the Opry shop and he tripped and he just like Pete Rose'd it right down the aisle head first. And then I see him at intermission, you know, we're checking to make sure everything's okay. And he goes, oh, the only reason I fell wasn't his fault. I hadn't had my first drink.
Trying to stay upright.
I said, you're a good sport. Thank
That's
you.
That's great. I hope Larry bought him his first drink and then had a little paper there saying, please sign this. You're not going to sue me. If you could just write down there at the bottom.
Yes, where it says That's release right
release
here. Just
right
your
there.
Name
That'd
right there.
Great.
Just print and then sign.
I love it. I love it so much. Okay, well, coming up, Russell Dickerson is hopping the pond. So we've got details that's happening there. Also, a new documentary on our girl, Lainey Wilson. Luke Combs has a song that's all about the ballpark, and it's special. It's an unreleased song. You found this on Instagram.
Oh, just him sitting in the upper deck of an empty baseball stadium before one of his shows. It's playing songs. Great.
Really cool.
It's not the old Sinatra. It used to be a ballpark right here.
No. And it's not Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's
well, it is.
Take Me to the Ballpark.
Oh.
Take Me to the Ballpark. Okay. Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah. So
I love that
we
Sinatra
got that coming
song.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a ballpark. That's terrific.
Yeah.
All right.
All that and more.
This is Coffee Country and Cody.
Working our way to 9 o'clock, 8:49 in America's Music City. Mm-hmm. Make a coffee run?
I did. Well, it wasn't a coffee run. It was a yogurt run because I forgot my yogurt, so I had to run out and grab it. But I'm so glad that I did because I met the sweetest couple. They're standing out here right now.
Right there.
That's Steve and Terry Dempsey. They're from Quad Cities, Illinois. They're coming into town because they're going to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And I said, are you celebrating anything? And he said, well, yeah, coming up May 22nd, we'll be married 53 years.
In a row?
In a row! How about it?
Thank you, Henry Cho, wherever you are this morning. And
they watch us every morning.
To the Dempseys. Welcome.
Aren't they precious?
Welcome. Yes.
Love it.
And one city is not big enough. Two cities. No. Three. No. It takes four cities
quad.
To take the Dempseys,
That's
ladies and
right.
gentlemen.
That's right.
Can you name the quad?
Oh, no.
No.
Is Champaign one of the four? No. Okay. So Champaign Urbana is not
well,
one.
If you're
Davenport is one of the four, right? Okay. Well, yeah. I got one of the four. You guys do the rest.
Rock Island?
Know.
Moline.
Moline.
Yeah. Really?
Rock Island.
Carbondale?
No.
All right. No.
Man.
It's the right state.
Yeah, no, really. You're making your way around Illinois.
It's all the places I've been with Vanderbilt.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is the only reason I knew it was Moline, because that's where Jordan Davis started his concert last weekend. He's kicked off his concert tour, and it was in Moline, Illinois. Okay, so it's Rock Island, Moline, Illinois, Davenport, and Bittendorf.
I would not have gotten that one.
Bittendorf, Iowa.
All right.
I didn't know.
Wait a minute. The Quad Cities is five cities?
No, it's four.
Four.
The Quad Cities is a region of five cities in Iowa and Illinois, with Davenport and Bettendorf in Iowa, Rock Island, Moline, and East Moline in Illinois.
East Moline. Nobody counts East Moline. Moline's just part of Moline.
They could be watching us this morning. We need these people.
East Moline.
We love you, East Moline.
The East Moliners, we need them.
We love East and West, North and South.
I wanted to throw Rock Island in there for some
reason. I know, on the Rock Island Road.
I thought it was.
Mine.
What did I say?
Rock Island Road.
That's my version.
No, Rockland Road is the band. Rock Island Line is the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't ride with Charlie, at least in Illinois.
He doesn't know where he's going.
Your announcement will be safely in my hands. I'm sure this fills you with confidence.
It'll probably get all mixed up. Okay, well, we are celebrating all the things that are happening. This is so cool, and I'm so glad that you brought this in, Charlie. So Luke Combs, whom we already love, everything he does, you know, turns to gold. Almost every song, I think still every song that he's released has gone to number one. I think that's still the case.
Yeah, I think so too.
So it's incredible. Well, he has a song that is unreleased that he did just a little snippet of it on his socials. It's called Take Me Out to the Ballpark. Mm-hmm. And just listen to the lyrics of this. It's kind of written through the eyes of a kid that's his parents have gone through a divorce. So take a listen.
I know.
Take me out to the ball game. Isn't that incredible? So yeah,
when he first started singing, it reminded me of Daryl Scott a little bit.
Oh, that's right, a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right at the beginning. Yeah.
And that was in Milwaukee. I tracked down the tour dates. So.
I thought it was Lucas Oil, too.
As soon as I saw the big glass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was in Milwaukee. He's out on the Growing Up, Getting Old tour. He's got stadium shows coming up in Buffalo. He's got Jacksonville, San Antonio. Tickets are available at lukecombs.com. My co-host on the podcast, Amber Anderson, saw him in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She said it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She said it's so good. But it is interesting to watch. She did this whole fun, like, three shows in three nights. She did Jordan Davis over in Moline. Mm-hmm. And then she saw Kane Brown. And then she saw Luke Combs. And she said watching the two shows, Kane Brown and Luke Combs, completely different, but both absolutely incredible and fun to watch. She's like, Kane is lasers and smoke and pyro, and he comes down from the ceiling. And Luke,
so like a George Strait show.
Luke's walking around. He's got his solo cup. He's cheersing. He's looking at you and singing. So yeah, if you want to catch him out on tour, make sure that you go to his website and get those tickets. We mentioned it earlier. Russell Dickerson. If you're catching him, you got to get a passport. He's going over to the UK. This is going to be happening this coming August. He just announced it. Great title for a tour. It's Good Day to Have a Great Tour. Also, the picture that he posted with this, does he not look like Ryan Gosling is playing a character? He truly does. His hair's dark. It's parted down the middle. He's got some sunglasses on. I do love it. Maybe that's the UK version of Russell Dickerson. So he's headed over. It's going to be starting again August 23rd. He's in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Then he's going to be in the UK. He wraps it all up in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, on September the 1st. He said, I can't wait to see everybody. We're going to have so many great days on the road this summer as well. So if you want to get tickets for that, it's going on sale this Friday the 19th. So check it out. Also, pre-save Russell's new song, Good Day to Have a Great Day. That's going to be coming out on May the 3rd. Lainey Wilson, we can't get enough of her. And guess what? She's giving us more because there's a documentary that's coming out on Hulu. This was all done with ABC and Robin Roberts, one of our favorites. So Robin packed her bags and went on the road with Lainey for a while. She got to see her not only in a couple different stops, but I think that they even did one of the award shows. She was backstage. She said, Robin spent a lot of time on the road with me getting all of the information together for this documentary. The Lainey special will start streaming on Hulu Wednesday, May 29th. and it's going to coincide with the kickoff of her tour, Country's Cool Again, which starts May 31st. It actually starts here in Nashville, by the way. So if you want tickets to see Lainey, LaineyWilson.com. If you want to watch that documentary, Hulu, on the 29th. And congratulations to Connor Smith. We officially have a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's not just the movie now. Connor and his beautiful bride, Leah Thompson, tied the knot on Friday. It was in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. As soon as they posted that picture, everybody was chiming in, telling them congratulations, including Tiger Lily Gold and Cole Swindell, Nate Smith, and Ashley Cook, just to name a few. So congratulations.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
Find out what Kelly Sutton's working on for her next update. Good morning.
Well, good morning, good morning. We're talking about all the things making entertainment headlines for us this morning, including we gave you a little snippet of Luke Combs with his new song, Where You Can Catch Him, because he is out doing all the things lately. Bailey Zimmerman has a closet full of clothes. However, there is one item that you see more often than not when he is on stage. We're going to talk about that coming up. Maybe he'll sell them. And a very happy birthday to Carly Pierce's best friends. Stay tuned.
55 years ago today, Johnny Cash started his ABC TV run, the series run. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash from the Ryman Auditorium with folks like Joe Tex, Jeannie C. Riley, and Glenn Campbell. That was 55 years ago. 5 years ago, which Charlie Maddox, you will celebrate tonight at the Opry House.
I will. Yes.
Kelsey Ballerini was inducted by Carrie Underwood as the newest member and youngest ever member of the Grand Ole Opry family.
Is she still? I think she is, right?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Yeah.
How old is Scotty? Because Scotty goes in on Saturday.
I think he's older.
He might be.
Yeah.
He's 30. Yeah.
Maybe. Gary Mulder?
Oh.
No, he's got it by a few years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So who do you have tonight?
It's going to be a fun show. Many stars of your Grand Ole Opry will be there tonight, Bill Cody. Rhonda Vincent and the Rage will start it off. Tyler Halverson's going to make his Grand Ole Opry debut from South Dakota to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry.
Canton, South Dakota, 3,054 South Dakotans that know how to act.
Mostly.
Yes. A little south of Sioux Falls.
All right.
Looked it up.
South Dakota's got the Mount Rushmore, right?
Yes, unless they've moved it.
No, I'm just saying, because I know one of the Dakotas has it, and one is mad that they don't.
You and I managed to move the Quad Cities throughout the state of Illinois earlier.
I don't want to admit how old I was when I realized that Mount Rushmore was not a natural phenomenon. Riders
what?
In the Sky.
No, Charlie.
Riders in the Sky. I'm just continuing. Riders in the Sky. Maggie Rose with a brand new record. We're going to do a post-show Q&A and performance with Maggie in the Circle Room after that. Terry Clark, Gary Mulder, Jelly Roll, and Kelsey Ballerini is going to wrap it up tonight.
Fifth anniversary for Kelsey. He led a very sheltered Portuguese childhood in Rhode Island.
It's
a long way to that Mount Rushmore.
I felt a little bit.
I'd like to see it. Like to see how that happened. Natural erosion.
I know. How did they
natural
do?
Erosion, like the Grand Canyon.
And why have no more presidents happened up there? So. I did feel a little better when I heard Billy Crystal in an interview talk about one time that the monuments that used to be in the outfield at Yankee Stadium, because they used to be in the playing field, he thought they were all buried there. He thought that's where they buried, like, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
Wow.
All right. So.
Replacing that turf is a little tricky.
So are we going to the Opry?
We are going to the Opry with Lady A.
Please.
No, we already did Lady A.
Oh, then who are we going
can
to?
We do, can we do Trisha Yearwood instead?
Okay.
If you want to. Sure.
Listen.
Jeff says yes.
Woody Paul.
Yeah, we are doing
Listen to me, Woody Paul of Riders in the Sky. Whew. I got a piece of paper right here that you wrote and gave to me this morning with the rundown of the show.
I believe the train is officially derailed.
Now available. New episodes of My Opry Debut, including Robert Finley.
I had that dream that one day I wanted to stand on that stage, and so now here I am 50-something years later. That lets you know that dreams do come true, and I always say you're never too young to dream, and it's never too old for your dream to come true, so hold on to your dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his Grand Ole Opry debut, Robert Finley.
Thank you.
Ooh, he's a blues cat daddy is what he is. I enjoyed him so much in studio with his daughter by his side. And you can watch the full episode of My Opry Debut with Robert Finley and lots more. There are lots of other Opry debuts. My Opry debut shows up. Simply go to the Opry's YouTube channel, and you can also follow us on YouTube. Hey, EC, give them the details on what you do every day when we get through with this mess.
It's a lot.
I would like to delineate.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to delineate that the My Opry debuts are on the Opry YouTube channel.
Do that face again.
I'm
do that,
so,
do
I'm
that
just
face.
Back over here now.
Come in tight on that camera, if you would, Jeff in Master Control, with the big eyes in the hole.
Hey.
While you're delineating.
Yes. My yes. Opry debuts are on the Opry YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
And our full episodes are on the WSM Radio YouTube channel.
Oh, good.
So two different YouTubes.
Two different
yes,
places.
They are all there forever.
She has just delineated.
I have delineated.
That is Erin Cooper.
Thank you.
Heard it.
Semi-sober and just back from New Orleans.
Yeah, she smells great, though. She said, actually, New Orleans had cleaned up its act. And I
no,
said, well,
it hasn't.
I said, you went. If you,
you kidding
go,
me?
Here's the thing. If you go soon enough after Mardi Gras, uh-huh. it's the cleanest you're going to find it because they've just like gotten all so beads and flushed.
Hi. Welcome to New
it.
Orleans. We're clean for a day.
Clean for a couple weeks. Got a small window of time. And then Jazz Fest hits and it's all
oh,
over.
Mercy.
Yeah. Crazy. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Do you hear it?
That's your fan.
That's your fan. You're overheating.
That's yeah. the fan on my laptop, y'all. See what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, then it's fanning, right?
Yeah. Well, but I don't think it's supposed
You need
to.
Something to lift it off the surface, like so it props up a little and can breathe
I've
underneath.
Seen those on Amazon. I'm going to have to buy one. It's got the two little fans underneath.
Yeah.
It sucks all the heat out.
Yeah.
But also, why is it doing that?
Have we thought about a new either fan or computer?
There are a lot of new things that need to happen in my life. I just don't need this one to be one of them.
I know people in IT, personally.
What year is your Mac?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
Okay.
Probably like 5 years old.
Oh, it should still have some life.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, a 5 year old phone, computer,
it's
well,
ancient, right?
As
you
as
say
you.
5 years old about anything, yeah. and you're like, yeah. oh, that's not too bad. But any kind of tech, 5 years old, you're like, oh well.
Getting a car that's 5 years old and a brand new car. And
oh,
look at the technology.
Yeah, huge difference.
A 5 year old car would be a new car.
To you, it would be.
Yes,
right.
All my cars are senior citizens.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay, speaking, it's not 5 years old, but 4 years old, Carly Pierce's babies.
Aww.
Happy birthday to John and June. She has two dogs.
Oh, the Shih Tzus.
Yes. Careful.
Mm-hmm.
She's got two dogs. They are 4 years old, and she celebrated them in the best way. She gave them a birthday cake. They have birthday hats. It's Johnny and June's birthday party.
This is what happens when hillbillies make lots of money and have time on their hands as a kid who also grew up in Kentucky. I can say this to my friend Carly Pierce.
Okay, so the dogs, if you're watching us on Circle, the dogs have a birthday cake they are eating. They both have on little paper crowns. It's precious. June.
No invitations were sent?
June has on a dress.
Or were we overlooked?
I think it was a private event.
It's private event.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we attended private events.
They didn't want the paparazzi there.
When invited.
Oh, the paparazzi. I heard what you did
you missed
there.
It.
Paparazzi.
I said
how
you
I
didn't
heard
you.
You didn't you're on fire over there.
Also.
And so is your computer.
I like
that.
If this thing goes up in flames.
Yeah, could it do so before 10 o'clock so at least we can get some good views out of it exploding on us?
I'm telling you what.
We could go viral. Hang on, it could happen.
Okay, get ready, Jim. Just make sure you got the shot. It's so, yes, happy birthday to her doggies because they are absolutely precious.
You remember that day Kelly Sutton was burned alive on Coffee Country and Cody? What a way to celebrate 30 years. Yeah. She gave it all.
Left it all on.
Testify.
Left it all on the stage. Also, congratulations this time to Connor Smith, who is a married man, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He got married over the weekend. His beautiful wife is right there, Leah Thompson. They tied the knot on Friday in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. And when they posted a picture on social media, everybody was just wishing them all the best, including Tiger Lily Gold, Cole Swindell, Nate Smith, Ashley Cook. Everybody's chiming in. Congrats, congrats. Aren't they precious? So congratulations to our friend Connor Smith. Also up for New Male Artist of the Year at the ACM Awards, which will be happening very soon, May 16th. You can watch it all on Amazon Prime Video.
We're going to celebrate Kelsey Ballerini's 5th anniversary with Charlie Matos at the podium hosting tonight. Run your lineup there, bud.
Rhonda Vincent and the Rage going to kick it off. Tyler Halverson's going to make his Grand Ole Opry debut. Riders in the Sky, Maggie Rose with a brand new record. Terry Clark, Gary Muledare, Jelly Roll, and Kelsey Ballerini will wrap it up tonight.
And what about your world tomorrow on the show?
Well, hopefully my computer will hold out, and I'll have an update on Nate Smith celebrating a billion streams.
Oh.
That's special.
Yeah.
Well, win them before you can buy them. Steve Earle, August, Ryman Auditorium tomorrow.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.